On the roads of eastern Ukraine, there are those taking their children to safety, an endless slug of cars trying to reach the closest border. It will take days. And there are those staying behind to defend their country, like these men we met near the village of Mirny. They know the forest well. They usually go hunting here, but now it's time to dig trenches, fill up sandbags, and build bunkers in case the Russian soldiers come their way. They are part of the locally formed territorial defense units. They include seasoned men like Anike, not his real name, who first joined in 2016 to fight the pro-Russian separatists in the east of the country.
You're asking about our mood, if we're ready to defend ourselves after this treacherous invasion of Ukraine. Women, children, and the elderly are suffering. Homes are bombed at night. Of course, the army is very angry about that. We didn't provoke and we didn't want this war. They came to us and we're ready to answer.
He hopes that the Russians could be slowed down with these handmade spikes.
Similar positions are being built a bit all over the Dnipro region. And it's become even more urgent now to have them completed because the region has become the first stop for those fleeing the Russian advance from either the south or the northeast of the country.
200.
At the village, Ludmila is busy cooking 200 meals. On the menu today, rasonik, a hearty soup that will be put in jars and taken to the checkpoints and trenches, where her husband is also on duty. For some of these women, this war is hitting close to home. Oksana's son-in-law is in the regular army on a front line. She can't reveal which.
My daughter is keeping busy like me, just to not go crazy. It's our country. We have to protect it. We will leave, but it's hard. What can I do? We are all in the same boat. And what can I say about the soldiers who came to our country to kill us and pretend they didn't know? They have been here for more than 7 days, and they still don't know.
Back in the forest, the territorial defense gets ready for the cold night ahead. The Russians are still far away. But this is a war of missiles and rockets that are devastating cities and villages. And here, there are no signs of modern weaponry that could repel the onslaught. For most Ukrainians, the only safe way is to go west and get as far as possible. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera in eastern Ukraine.